Welcome back, and let's get into a really useful jungle and old-school DNB skill. Balancing a respace with a riser enabled to live 12. This is one of those things that can instantly make your build-up feel more authentic, because in drum and bass, especially that dark, rolling, old-school energy, the build should create tension without turning into a messy wall of sound. We want pressure, we want anticipation, but we still need room for the drums, the bass, and that drop to absolutely smash through. So in this lesson, we're going to build a short pre-drop section, shape a respace, add a riser, and then make sure the riser supports the track instead of fighting it. First, set your session up. Open Ableton Live 12 and start a fresh set. Set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a classic zone for jungle and old-school DNB feel. Keep it in 4/4. Then create a few tracks. One for drums, one for the respace, one for the riser, and optionally one for extra effects or atmosphere. We're keeping it simple on purpose. When you're starting out, fewer layers means you can actually hear what each sound is doing. Now let's build the res. A respace in DNB is usually edit-tuned, moving bass sound with some grit in the mids and a controlled low end. If you've never made one before, don't worry, Ableton gives you everything you need. A really easy stock device version is to use Waveedable. Set oscillator 1 to saw, oscillator 2 to saw as well, then detune the second oscillator slightly. Add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't go overboard. Then put a low-pass filter on it and give it some subtle movement. After that, build a simple chain. Start with Waveedable, then auto-filter, then saturator, then a Q8, and finally a compressor or glue compressor if needed. Keep the saturation fairly light at first, maybe a couple of dB of drive. Use EQ8 to clean up anything unnecessary, especially if the res is getting too heavy in the sub or low mids. And that low mid area is important. Beginners often only think about sub and highs, but the muddy zone is usually around 200 to 600 HE. If your bass starts sounding cloudy, that's the first area to inspect. Now, the riser. For jungle and old-school DNB, the riser usually isn't some giant shiny EDM sweep. It's more about noise, texture, pitch movement, and tension. You can use Waveedable, operator, analog, or even a sample like white noise or a reverse cymbal. A simple riser chain could be an instrument or noise sample, then auto-filter, then reverb, then delay, then utility, then a Q8. The auto-filter is your main tension tool. Open it gradually over time. Keep the resonance moderate so it adds excitement without getting painfully sharp. Add a bit of reverb, but not so much that it washes everything out. If you want it darker, you can make the riser a little rougher with saturator or erosion. That can give it a worn, gritty feel that sits really nicely in jungle. Just remember, we're trying to add energy, not destroy clarity. Now let's arrange the section. Think in layers, not just one sound growing louder. In a good build, the res carries the body and groove, while the riser carries the lift and anticipation. They each have a job. Try an 8-bar setup. In bars 1 and 2, keep things light. The res can play sparsely, maybe just a few notes or a simple movement. The riser should be very quiet at first. Drums can be minimal or filtered. In bars 3 and 4, bring the res forward a bit more. Let the riser grow in volume and brightness. You could also add a snare roll or some extra percussion here. In bars 5 and 6, push the tension further. Increase the riser automation. Maybe reduce some low-end pressure in the res if the mix starts to feel crowded, and add little effects like reverse hits or noise sweeps. Then in bars 7 and 8, really focus on the lead-in. The riser can peak here, while the res thins out or even pauses briefly. That little moment of emptiness before the drop is powerful. It gives the drop somewhere to land. And that's the key idea. Use the drop as your goal, not the riser itself. The riser should make the listener lean forward. If the riser sounds impressive on its own but weakens the drop, it's doing too much. Now let's balance them properly. Start with the res at a strong but controlled level. Then bring in the riser very quietly. Slowly raise it until you can feel it more than you can clearly hear it. That's usually the sweet spot. Then listen with the drums playing too. Mute the riser, unmute it, and ask yourself, does the build feel more exciting, or just louder and messier? That's a really useful beginner habit. Don't just trust your first impression. Compare. In terms of level, the riser usually sits below the main bass most of the time. It can become more present in the last one or two bars, but it should not dominate unless you want a very deliberate special effect. Automation is your best friend here. Instead of just turning the riser up, automate the track volume, automate the filter cutoff, maybe automate utility width, and if you're using a return reverb, automate that send as well. Automation gives you a much more controlled build than simply grabbing the fader and hoping for the best. Now use EQA to carve space on the riser, high pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the bass. If it sounds harsh, gently reduce around 2 to 5 kHz. If it gets fizzy, tame the top a little around 8 to 12 kHz. On the Reis, keep the sub clean. If needed, soften some upper mid harshness so it doesn't clash with the riser. But don't overprocess it. A Reis should still feel alive and strong. You can also use utility to control width. This is a huge one for DNB. Keep the sub mono. Keep the riser a bit wider if you want, but widen it gradually, not instantly. If the riser gets super wide too early, it can make the drop feel smaller by comparison. A classic DNB contrast is mono sub, wide gritty mid Reis, wider riser, then a big mono impact at the drop. That contrast is what makes the transition hit. If the riser feels too static, add some movement. Auto filter is still the main tool, but you can also use shaper, a little LFO if it's available in your set, saturator for urgency, or erosion for a grainy edge. A darker jungle riser can be really defective if it's noisy, distorted, filtered, and a little ghostly instead of glossy and polished. You can even layer in a reverse cymbal or reversed break element under the riser. That gives you more old-school flavor and a nice bit of drum energy before the drop. Now, before the drop, check the transition carefully. You want the riser to end cleanly, or even stop abruptly if that suits the tune. Then let the drums hit with space around them. Bring the Reis or sub back in with authority. The first bar of the drop should feel uncluttered and confident. That's a big production truth. A strong drop often comes from careful control in the build, not from making everything louder. If you want to really level up your ears, load a reference track into Ableton. Pick a classic jungle tune or a dark rolling DNB track. Listen to how loud the riser feels compared to the bass, how much top end is present, how much space is left before the drop, and whether the build gets brighter or just denser. If your build feels too polished, too glossy, or too EDM-like, pull it back. Old-school DNB usually benefits from grit, roughness, and restraint. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the riser too loud. If it's screaming, the drop loses impact. Don't leave too much low end in the riser, or it'll fight the bass and make the whole mix muddy. Don't widen everything too soon. Don't overprocess the Reis until it loses punch. And don't let the build stay full and loud the whole time, because without contrast, the drop has nothing to punch through. Here's a good little practice exercise. Build a short 4-bar tension section in Ableton. Make a Reis with Wavetable or analog. Add a noise riser with auto filter automation. Throw in a reverse cymbal. High pass the riser with EQ8. Then compare the build with and without the riser. Your goal is to make the riser audible and exciting, but still supportive. It should help the track lean forward, not take over the mix. If you want a bonus challenge, make 2 versions. One cleaner build with smoother filtering and tighter EQ, and one dirtier build with more texture and a little more saturation. Then listen to which one feels more like jungle or old-school DNB. So, quick recap. Build the Reis first and keep its low end under control. Make the riser with stock Ableton tools like Wavetable, Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, and Saturator. Use automation instead of just turning things up. High pass the riser so it doesn't fight the bass. Keep width and brightness under control. Leave space before the drop, and aim for tension, grit, and contrast, not just big shiny energy. If you can make the riser feel exciting while the Reis stays solid and heavy, you're thinking like a proper DNB producer already. Alright, let's keep moving and make that build hit.